Part 4.
Cecily, I think that watering flowers is a servant's occupation rather than yours, especially at a moment when the pleasures of education are waiting for you. Your German grammar book is on the table. Please open it at page 15. We will do yesterday's lesson again. But I don't like German. It isn't a very pretty language. I know that I look quite ugly after my German lesson. Child, your guardian is anxious that you improve yourself in every way. As he was leaving for town yesterday, he reminded me how important your German is. Indeed, he always reminds me how important your German is when he is leaving for town. Dear Uncle Jack is so very serious. Sometimes he's so serious that I think he must be ill. Your guardian's health is excellent, and his seriousness, indeed his earnestness, is very admirable in such a young man. I do not know anyone else who has such a good sense of duty and responsibility. I suppose that is why he often seems a little bored when we three are together. Cecily, I am surprised at you. Mr. Worthing has many troubles in his life. You must remember that he is always worried about that unfortunate young man, his brother, Ernest.
I wish Uncle Jack would allow that unfortunate young man, his brother, Ernest, to come here sometimes. We might have a good influence on him, Miss Prism. I am sure that you would. You know German and geology and all kinds of things that influence a man very much.
I do not think that even I could have a good influence on his character. Mr. Worthing himself says that his brother's character is weak and indecisive. Indeed, I wouldn't want to have a good influence on him. I do not approve of this modern desire to turn bad people into good people at a moment's notice. I think he should suffer because of his misbehaviour. You must put away your diary, Cicely. I really don't understand why you keep a diary at all.
I keep a diary in order to write down the wonderful secrets of my life. If I didn't write them down, I should probably forget all about them.
Our memory is the diary that we all have with us.
Yes, but our memory usually remembers things that have never happened and couldn't possibly have happened. I believe that memory is responsible for all the three-volume novels people write.
Do not be dismissive of the three-volume novels, Cicely. I wrote one myself a long time ago.
Did you really, Miss Prism? How wonderfully clever you are. I hope it did not end happily. I don't like novels that end happily. They depress me so much.
The good people ended happily. The bad people ended unhappily. That is fiction.
I suppose so, but it seems very unfair. And was your novel ever published?
I'm sad to say it was not. The manuscript, unfortunately, was lost. Now start work, child. There is no point in thinking about these things.
But I see dear Canon Chasuble coming towards us through the garden.
Canon Chasuble, it is indeed a pleasure to see you.
And how are we today? Miss Prism, you are, I hope, well?
Miss Prism has just been complaining of a slight headache. I think it would do her good to have a short walk with you in the park, Canon Chasuble.
Cicely, I have not mentioned anything about a headache.
No, dear Miss Prism, I know that. But I felt that you had a headache. Indeed, I was thinking about that, and not about my German lesson, when Canon Chasuble arrived.
I hope, Cicely, that you pay attention to your lessons.
Oh, I'm afraid I do not.
That is strange. If I were Miss Prism's pupil, I would always pay attention. Has Mr. Worthing returned from town yet?
We expect him on Monday afternoon.
Ah, yes. He usually likes to spend his Sundays in London. He is an earnest young man who does not always look for pleasure, as I believe his younger brother does. I will see you both at church later, shall I?
I think, dear Canon, I will have a walk with you. I find I have a headache after all, and a walk might do it good.
It would be a pleasure, Miss Prism, a pleasure. Let us go to the end of the garden and back.
That would be delightful. Cicely, you will read your political economy in my absence.
Oh, horrid political economy. Horrid German!